Welcome to another episode of the Because He Lives program, brought to you by the Barbados Church of the Nazarene. Let us pray. Father, thank you for another day, another beautiful day, in which we, your people, get to rise up and to go into places of worship or to go online and worship you and praise you. We're forever thankful, God, for these opportunities, and we don't take them for granted. Thank you, Father, for our friends and families. Thank you for our communities in which we live. Thank you, Father, for the jobs that you have blessed us with. Thank you, Father, for each and every blessing that you've bestowed upon us. We don't take it for granted, not in any way. And Father, we are especially thankful for the opportunities you give us to minister to people, whether that be in person, face-to-face, or online. God, the world has changed so much in the last 2 years. And the church, as always, continues to be a place of help, a place of hope, a place where persons can meet you, where persons can come to know you. And we're always, always thankful for the opportunity to be your hands and feet on this earth. So, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Let your will be done today, and bless each and every person listening to this program in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Welcome once again to the Because He Lives program, brought to you by the kind compliments of Federal Motor Spares, located in Bank Hall, and Life 97.5 FM. My name is Carlos Batiste, and this morning I get to be your host for this particular episode. Now, last week you would have heard Brother Daniel tell you that we are going to be focusing on retooling, refocusing, and repositioning. And today we get the opportunity to be blessed by a small band of young people who lent their talents to do a short skit that speaks to this retooling, refocusing, and repositioning. But before that, I'd just like to mention a few words on a verse from 2 Kings. And the verse is this: 2 Kings chapter 6, reading from verse 15. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. "Oh, sir, what will we do now?" the young man cried to Elisha. "Don't be afraid," Elisha told him, "for there are more on our side than on theirs." "Don't be afraid," Elisha told him, "for there are more on our side than on theirs." That is an amazing verse of scripture. And when you take into context what was happening and what was going on, and why the servant was so overwhelmed and so scared, it becomes even more amazing for Elisha to just say, "Don't be afraid." Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm in a circumstance where I feel as though I'm going to be easily overwhelmed, I get really afraid. I get really scared. And I often, much to my dismay, don't see those that are with me. I don't see the amount of help that is there for me. I don't see the people that are in my corner. I don't see the heavenly hosts, the armies, the angels. And honestly, that is something that I'm trying to change. You know, very often as believers, we say things and we read things, and we don't often get a chance to put these things into practice. And I hope that, like me, your desire is to be better in that regard each and every day, just to try to be better, to do it more, to trust more, to rely on God more. And so in these situations where I'm overwhelmed, where I feel as though the world is too much for me to bear, I'm glad that there's a verse of scripture like this where I can come and I can read it and I can be reminded of the fact that I do not have to be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Imagine the servant, the young man, going outside and seeing all these troops, these horses and chariots everywhere. And it's just him and Elisha, just the two of them. How can you not be afraid? How can you not be scared? How can you not be worried about what you are seeing in front of you with your natural eye? Well, I'm here to tell you that the Word of God says you don't have to be afraid, because there are more on our side than on theirs. There is more with you. There are more on your side. There is help. There is all the things that you will need. There are resources that are on your side that vastly outnumber what the other side may have. And I don't want you to think about this other side as physically another side. Well, not all the time anyway. Sometimes it may be another side, but it is not always the case. I want you to think of this other side as those situations where you become overwhelmed, those situations where you feel as though I am not going to make it, those situations where you feel as though, yeah, this is it right now. I'm going to fail and I'm going to do so spectacularly. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to worry. You don't have to think that everything is going to be abject failure. Just be reminded. Just be reminded that those with you are more than those against you. And that is my short say on these two verses of scripture. I pray that it would bless you. I pray that from it, God would inspire you to trust in him more and to rely on him more. I pray that from it, that you would see that there's an almighty God standing, waiting for you to come to him so that you can get the help that you need in the situations as they arise in your life. So I pray that as you listen, you'll be blessed, you'll be encouraged, and you'll be reminded that those who are with you are more than those against you. And anything in your possession, whether it be small or large, put into the hands of God, can be a mighty and useful tool in his kingdom. Once again, God bless you and have a wonderful day.
The world is on the verge of exiting the COVID-19 pandemic. And while we rejoice at this fact, we're ever mindful that the pandemic has exacted a great toll on many people and organizations, including the Church of Jesus Christ. From lockdowns and curfews to quarantine and isolation, the cost of the pandemic has been painful for many and difficult to bear for others. This is a tale of a group of young people who during the pandemic witnessed the near dismantling of their church youth group. These youth are now on a mission to rebuild, retool, and reposition their NYI.
Yo, big man, it's so good to be getting to finally meet in person for NYI.
For real. being locked down and on the inside for all this time was pain.
You're telling me? You're finally outside, man.
Shh, their online sessions wasn't cutting it at all. People talking the whole time and watching TV.
You sick, yeah. I can't believe you, for real. I ain't no better than you, though. You used to be rocking for a night 24/7.
Alright, guys. So what's the move now? And we're looking a little scanty, to be honest. When I show you, I'll message the rest and tell them to come out tonight.
What do you mean? For any time I had an excuse to leave the house, I made sure to hit up the group chat. But you could believe they left me on scene? Rough soul, yeah?
You had to feel shame, boy. I agree with Carlos, though. The atmosphere a little dead. And we ain't hitting like it used to before. I ain't waited 2 years for nothing, so what we gonna do about this here?
Knowing the rest, they always used to enjoy the laughs and vibes. Maybe we could hold some fun activities like games night and encourage every boy to come out. You all know Beijing's too love to leave home, especially if they got free food.
Late Chris bad, but yeah, that's a good idea, Carlos. Let me go all over.
You know, it could do some artwork and we could use it as promotional material that we could send out on WhatsApp and the socials.
That deal will work, big man.
Carlos, I know that I do you bad the first time, but say this is the people person. You should reach out to everybody, crack some jewels, say put the scene a thing, and make sure people come out this time.
You not know I gotta take cover.
Sounding good.
Obviously, big chef in the building here, so I can make pizza, fry some fish cakes, or say, and bring for some fruit punch.
TV, this is gonna be a great night, I could tell.
Well, wait, boy, you ain't plan to do nothing? Up to now, I ain't hear nothing significant from you.
Sound like y'all got everything covered.
Nah, fam. How we supposed to go games night without games? You could bring the same Fortnite and thing you'll be playing. And don't forget the dominoes and Monopoly needed.
Alright, guys. The plan is to pull this off next Friday night. So everybody got their parts covered?
Yeah.
After lots of discussion and making plans, they approached their youth leader and the pastor of the church. They explained that they were worried about the declining numbers of young people and made it known that they wanted to try their best to do something about it. They shared the plans they made to reverse the slide and attract the young people, familiar faces and new ones, back to NYI. The pastor and youth leader listened keenly as these young people shared, and when they were done, the pastor looked up and smiled. He told them how pleased he was that their heart was in the right place. He asked them to wait a while, and after a short time in discussion with the youth leader, the pastor returned, prayed with them, and released them to go achieve what they desired to do.
Hey, chef, you find lazy, man. You, what you bring to this thing?
Right now, the plan is pizza and fruit punch.
Yeah, man, that could work. About 3 pizzas, right?
Yeah, that easy. 4 or more.
I've been spamming people's phone and telling with the poster, so hopefully the pace will be bust.
Nice. But big man, it's just games we can play all night long.
How you mean? It's something else to do?
Man, yeah. I know about you, but I got lots to get off my chest. Coming through COVID was rough, and I at least want to tell the rest that I glad to see them, and I just happy we could link up again. And since none of them wasn't here last week, I feel like tomorrow is the time to say a saying.
Yo, for real, yeah. Being inside all the time, so was a pain. Even though someone wanna live close to me, it wasn't the same as when we used to meet and just lime and talk, whatever we decide to do.
For real, big man. It's just saying, but impression that this be better. You just have a chance to make plans, crack jokes, and talk about things. You know? Like, when I know that Nazreen you've counted on this year?
For real?
Serious?
For real, big man. See, that's saying we gotta talk about tomorrow. Cause they know enough for when it ain't on. I can't wait for camp. Can't wait.
Big man, count on for real?
Yup, real thing. You've kept happening. It could be different from the last camp we had, obviously. With the protocols and things about the place. And you know, some of we young people just don't even bother with them. So some changes getting made in order to keep everybody safe and team.
Now that's exciting to talk about tomorrow. Can't, big man. Can't, there be so much scenes. But we, with so much people that lost jobs and things, everybody gonna be able to come to camp.
Y'all feel like we can help out and do something?
Like, what's so?
Maybe I can sell some pizza and some fish cakes to raise low money to help at least one person.
Maybe I could host a little games evening at the community center or something to raise low money to help too.
Yeah, for real. But wait, what you can do? I just be a jokes and hypes, man. How can I help?
Man, don't worry, man. Even if you can't do something right now to raise money, you could use that account for talent.
Yeah, for real. We could all pull together and make something happen, even if it's for one extra body to get camp this year.
Yeah, for real.
The work continues. The strain of the pandemic weighs heavily on the church, but if each of us adopts a disposition, like these young people, then we will see the changes being made. The Bible reminds us in the book of 2 Kings that we're not to be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And we can rely on God to help us accomplish these tasks. While things may seem uncertain in some areas, we must be ever mindful of how COVID came and pushed many churches onto the digital platform for the first time, increased their listenership, and expanded their reach into households and spaces they may have never been in. So in some regards, COVID-19 was the much needed catalyst for the church's next evolution.
Say